We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yes, former Suns GM, Celtics executive Ryan McDonough. Ryan, thanks so much for your time today, taking nothing away from the Bucks, who won a game they needed. But if you're the Nets, aren't you still feeling pretty good about that series after last night?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Always great to be on with you guys. And I think so. I think the Nets are the best team in the league. It's amazing what they've done, even when they haven't had one of their big three. Obviously, James Harden has been out to start the playoffs here for Brooklyn, or start the series for Brooklyn, and they've continued to roll along. So I think last night was a bit of an anomaly. They obviously did not execute well down the stretch. That play with Bruce Brown missing the layup really started poorly with the inbounds pass from Blake Griffin not hitting the target, and then a number of things went wrong. So if I'm Brooklyn, I feel good about how that game went. I feel like if I'm Steve Nash or with the Nets, our team can play a lot better. Milwaukee, in some ways got a little bit lucky. That was a tremendous play by Drew Holiday to win the game there with about 10 seconds left. But I think Brooklyn's the best team in the league. I expect them to bounce back in game four. And my guess is they'll be representing the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals.
The spin move was just delightful, and the finish was sublime and terrific. Can Milwaukee change it up and make this a different sort of game and still beat Brooklyn, or do they need to be in a quote-unquote rock fight to take down the Nets?
I think it has to be a rock fight for Milwaukee to win games in this series. Keep in mind, guys, Brooklyn had the best offensive rating in NBA history, and the remarkable thing about that is they played fewer than 10 games with their big three combined, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden. So with just two of those guys in the lineup, or even at times just one of them in the lineup, they were good to set NBA offensive efficiency ratings, and that's why I think Milwaukee has to slow it down like last night. I think it has to be a physical game. They have to try to get under the skin of Kevin Durant in particular and rough him up. P.J. Tucker is trying. I mean, he's doing as well as anybody on Kevin Durant. It's obviously a tough task. But I think if it's a fast-paced offensive shootout in a pretty game, Brooklyn will win, Milwaukee will lose, because Brooklyn has as much offensive talent as any team I've seen since the Warriors had the great run, as you guys know, from about 2014 to 2019.
Ryan, sports can in life can be so fickle, along with fans. And where I'm going is Giannis. 2 years ago, this was his league. He was going to be the next. And I'm talking about a guy last night that had 33 points. But there's just something I feel like is uncomfortable, and it's the shooting aspect of his game. Are you not I don't want to speak for you, but do I dare say I'm disappointed in the lack of growth in his game? What do you see when you watch Giannis play?
No, I think it would be a very fair criticism to be disappointed in the lack of growth in his game, especially the shooting, guys. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. It's really hard to win at the highest levels in the NBA if your best player can't make shots off the dribble and over the top of the defense. As you guys know, in your backyard there in the Bay, you have probably the best of all time at that, and Steph Curry. And I think what Giannis has to do is figure out what LeBron did. Guys, keep in mind, when LeBron was in Cleveland, he didn't shoot well from the outside. This is when he was with the Cavs the first time. He struggled with his perimeter shot. I was in the Celtics front office at that time. We ended up playing him just about every year in the playoffs. And, we felt like if we could wall off the paint and make LeBron shoot over the top, then Boston would win, and that's what happened. And LeBron when he got to Miami, he did something in those first couple of years as far as overhauling his shooting, becoming a very improved three-point shooter, and then his game just took off and he was unguardable, and I think that was in the midst of a stretch of four MVPs in 5 years. So that's what Giannis has to do. That's the next evolution of his game, the next progression of his game. One toxic shooting that Jeff Van Gundy made on the broadcast last night that I completely agree with. I think he's taking too long at the free throw line. You know, when guys are in their head, you got small sports, you can overthink it at times. With him dribbles, then taking 10 or more seconds of the line, I think he just needs to step up there, take a dribble or two, and shoot it quickly before he has time to think. So it's more of a reflex rather than his mind taking over with him overthinking the shot.
Talking NBA playoffs with Ryan McDonough, former Suns GM and Celtics executive here. He, of course, is the guy who drafted Devin Booker, which we'll get to. But, Ryan, one guy who obviously is making shots, Donovan Mitchell, perhaps becoming the breakout superstar of these playoffs. I know you tweeted about this. Why has Mitchell been unguardable against a Clippers team that usually they do a pretty good job guarding players on the perimeter?
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell's been phenomenal through the first couple games of this series. What really stood out to me last night, guys, in Game 2 was just the depth of those shots. I mean, he was hitting shots off the dribble and off the catch from well beyond the three-point line. I imagine some of those were in the 30-foot range. So it's really impressive what he's done. To answer your question, I don't know. That's what I was struggling with at halftime tonight. When I looked the Clippers roster, they have Kawhi Leonard, who's maybe the best perimeter defender in the league. That's a tougher matchup for Kawhi. Kawhi, I think, is better with bigger physical guys. Donovan Mitchell is physical, but he's only about 6'2". So having Kawhi chase Donovan around the pitch, the perimeter, is not something that Clippers head coach Ty Lue wants to do, although I think it's something he may have to do. But Paul George has had no answers for Donovan Mitchell. And then I think some of the rotations in the backcourt for the Clippers, a little bit confusing. Patrick Beverley was out of the rotation earlier in the playoffs. Now he is playing Rajon Rondo, who they brought in for the playoffs. I mean, that's why they call him Playoff Rondo. He was a DNP last night. So I think Ty Lue and his staff may need to go back to the drawing board and figure out what else they can do on Mitchell, because nothing's working. Although in the second half, guys, I thought the Clippers trapped. Aggressive. They were more physical with Mitchell. They got into the ball, and you saw the Clippers have a tremendous comeback. The second half, obviously they lost the game, but it looked like they found something with the aggressive trapping in the zone in the second half of last night's game.
How much pressure is on Denver, particularly the MVP and Jokic, in light of Michael Malone coming down on the team so firmly after game two?
Yeah, boy, that's a risky tactic by Mike Malone, who I think's done an excellent job. Excuse me, I'll call him Michael Malone. I don't want to get berated for calling him Mike.
Exactly.
Michael Malone, I thought that was a risky move. I mean, they did get drilled the first two games here in Phoenix. Game three is tonight. I'm sure it'll be an emotional night in Denver. I believe they're going to give Nikola Jokic the MVP trophy in front of the home fans at Ball Arena before game three. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, I think the Nuggets are just outgunned, guys, especially in the backcourt. Jokic is tremendous. DeAndre Ayton's done a really good job playing him almost to a stalemate through the first two games of this series. But as I look at the Nuggets backcourt, and this is through no fault of their own, it's just a lot of bad luck, in my opinion. To start the year, they had Jamal Murray and Gary Harris with their starters. They had Will Barton coming off the bench. They had PJ Dozier. And they also were developing a young guard in RJ Hampton, who was a first-round pick a year ago. Well, all five of those guys are either injured or gone, and so they're trying to make it work. But against a star-studded Suns backcourt, led by Chris Paul and Devin Booker, I just think the Suns have more perimeter talent. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised if Phoenix wins tonight to take a 3-0 series lead.
Ryan, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for your insight. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always great to be on. Nice guest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.